Good morning, Facebook, and good morning, YouTube. Today is the 18th of December, Tuesday morning, 2019. And I'm asking a question that Walt Stickel and I have been talking a lot about. And the question is, are we contending for the culture, or are we contending for the faith? Ronald Cook wrote a book regarding that, and he has some very interesting questions. And I think he makes a lot of really good points in his book. He has done several books about the culture, culture camp, and how the Protestantism, protesting Roman Catholicism, is pretty much over with in this nation and throughout the world. There are a few voices that register their protest against the Roman Catholic system. But by and large, Arminians, the Charismatics, the most denominations have stayed silent on opposing the false system of the Roman Catholic Church. And this contending for the culture is nothing more than a smokescreen for ecumenism. I'm going to say that again. Contending for the culture is nothing more than a smokescreen for ecumenism, bringing all churches together under one umbrella. Welcome aboard, Evans Koyaga. Koyogi. By the way, just to let everyone know, I am doing some better this morning, starting to get my strength back, getting back to my old ornery self, I guess. Anyway, thanks for your prayers yesterday. I relayed a number of years ago, I was attending a Reformed Presbyterian church, and it was located pretty close to my parents. So after the church service, we would go over and have lunch with my parents sometimes. And after we had gotten out of service and gone over and had lunch with my parents, my mom said to me, "You know, this afternoon, we're having a life change here in Shawnee." And she said, "Would you like to go with me, you and Rosette and Mark, to join the life chain? It's, you know, advocating against abortion." Well, she then said, "I think your church is probably going to be involved in that." I go, "No, I don't think our church should be involved in anything like that, because basically that would be putting approval on all the other churches, including Roman Catholic Church." And she says, "Oh, I think they're involved. I think they're. And so I thought, well, I want to see what's going on. So I went with my mom over to this life chain. And sure enough, one of the deacons, the head deacons, was one of the leaders of that life chain. And here they were all gathered hands with all the different denominations in the city of Shawnee, Kansas. Roman Catholics, Pentecostals, Presbyterians, Lutherans, you name it, United Methodists, Church of God Holiness. Contending for the culture rather than contending for the faith. That's what it was about. What is the faith? What is the faith? Is the faith just reciting the Ten Commandments? Welcome aboard, Charles Amaroko. (Clears throat) We're not opposed to God's Ten Commandments. But contending for the faith is the faith of Jesus Christ, who loved us, if we're one of his, and gave himself for us, that he might be the first of men, among many brethren. Contending for the faith is proclaiming that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. I mean, we look at our culture today and it has sunk into the lowest depravity. We see all the LGBT and homosexual rights, and you know, now there's a congressman. I understand there's a congressman running for office. Said the first thing he would do if he got in office would make it legal to have sex with a horse. Yeah, yeah. Bestiality. A person running for our Congress. Bernie Sanders had originally endorsed him, but when he found out he said that, he kind of took a hike. But here we have a person running for Congress that is advocating bestiality. This guy that's running is the one that was one of the originators of the YouTube channel, The Young Turks. They were big-time Hillary supporters and stuff. But, you know, we could spend all of our time shining a light on the evilness of the culture. We can show the falsity of heliocentrism. We can show the falsity of NASA and this new Space Force. We can show the falsity of a lot of things and the evils of a lot of things, like abortion and all of this. But we can't change the culture. We're not agents of change for the culture. Now, we are to live in a way that's honoring and pleasing to God. And we're to take a stand against evil, but at the same time, are we contending for the culture, or are we contending for the faith of Christ? I've often been amazed at how many good things Rick Wiles and True News will point out. But he always ends with an Arminian invitation. He never proclaims election. He never proclaims predestination. He never proclaims the fact that all that the Father hath given him will come to him, and all that come to him he will in no wise cast out. It's all based upon the free will of man with Rick Wiles. I like the fact that he's taking a stand against Zionism. But you know what? We can take a stand against Roman Catholicism, against Zionism, against Arminianism. But maybe we should be standing up for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And in a way, I think that's what some of those who are taking a stand against Zionism are doing, because the Zionists and the evangelical Zionists are absolutely rejecting our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's work on the cross and offering up some other way, aren't they? Well, Scripture says, having loved his own, which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. John 13:1, quicken us and we will call upon thy name. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The letter killeth, but the spirit maketh alive. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what we will, and it shall be done unto you. No man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Psalm 80, 18, John 6, 63, and Romans 8, 26 and 27. 1 Corinthians 12, 3. So the question this morning is, are we contending for the culture, or are we contending for the faith? You say, well, we're contending for both. I've had people say you can't contend for the faith without contending for the culture. It's very, very dangerous if you take that leap, because if you spend all your time contending for the culture, guess what's happened for contending for the faith? It doesn't happen, does it? The purpose of Jesus Christ coming to the world was not to change the culture. He said, "My kingdom is not of this world." The purpose of Christ coming to this world was to save his people from their sins. That's contending for the faith. There's a big difference. I remember a number of years ago, there was a fellow that was contending for the culture. His name was Rush Dooney. He was post-millennial and talking about how all these going to have this great restoration of spirituality. Have we seen it? Rush Dooney contended for the culture most of his life. He didn't spend a lot of time contending for the faith. What about these kingdom builders? You know, what about those that are only concerned about having the good life now? Somebody wrote a book like that, entitled That, The Good Life Now. Joel Osteen, I think. I'm not interested in getting wealth down here on this earth. My kingdom is rooted and grounded in, it's not my kingdom, Christ's kingdom is rooted and grounded in a heavenly kingdom. Christ said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, I would tell my subjects to fight." But he told Peter to put up his sword. He said, "If you live by the sword, you die by the sword." We're looking for a heavenly kingdom whose ruler and maker is God. We're looking for a new Jerusalem coming down out of God, out of heaven. Well, are we contending for the faith? We need to examine it. Are we just being ecumenical and doing the politically correct thing to get along with the fundamentalist right? You know, welcome aboard Troy Scarborough. Are we contending for the culture, or are we contending for the faith? Contending for the culture is ecumenical. All these people joining hands at a life parade with Roman Catholics and Presbyterians and Lutherans and every imaginable sect. It's not that we're upholding abortion, but the point is that we are to be contending for the faith and not contending for the culture. Our focus should be on heavenly things. You know, Jesus Christ came to save sinners, for whom I am chief, Paul said. We should be proclaiming the gospel, the good news that Jesus Christ came in the world to save sinners. We spend all of our time contending for the culture. We're not doing what Christ told us to do, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And what is the gospel? The gospel is not contending for the culture. The gospel is, he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. Paul said, I would know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. Paul didn't spend all of his time contending for the culture. Contending for the culture is a smokescreen to reinforce ecumenism, bringing all churches under one umbrella. Donald Trump thinks he's contending for the culture, making an executive order to say that the Jews are a nationality, which is a lie. Well, what if Donald Trump made an executive order proclaiming that the white people, no one could speak against the white people? I mean, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Once you start contending for the culture rather than contending for the faith of Jesus Christ, Donald Trump is actually contending for Zionism, which is a false gospel. Well, that's what's been on my mind this morning. And so let us focus our minds and our hearts. And the only way we can do it is if God, through his Holy Spirit, quickens us. Scripture says, quicken us and we will be quickened. He says, quicken us and we will call upon thy name. It is the Spirit that quickeneth us. Psalm 80, verse 18. Welcome aboard, Rahel Yag, Puta Jihadi. No man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost, 1 Corinthians 12:3. We should have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Well, it says in the great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor, 2 Timothy 2:20. So that's what's on my mind this morning. Let us contend for the faith, not contend for the culture. Let us proclaim far and wide Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. And all that the Father has given him will come to him. And all that come to him, he will in no wise cast out. God bless. Mm-hmm.